The Amora Rav Matna publicly announced that matzah may only be kneaded with Maim Shelanu. The next day was Erev Pesach, and everybody came to his door early in the morning and said, "Sure, let's take your water. Please give us some so we can make our matzot." And he looks at them and he says, "You all misunderstood. Maim Shelanu doesn't mean my water. It means your water that slept. It was out overnight. That's Maim Shelanu." But the people in their timimut, in their innocence, thought he was saying that it's only his water that's kasher for matzah, and they came to him for it. Those people exemplified the midah of emunat chachamim. They believed what their rebbeim told them, not what any random petty, you know, fool on the street told them in a WhatsApp, or what any random rabbi told them, but what an amora gadol, Rav Matna, told them. They believed in Divrei Chachamim, and they assumed that if they don't understand it, it's because of their limited intellect or knowledge, and not because of the Rebbe's mistake. And Torah tells us, "Lo tasur min hadavar," small. We're not allowed to derivate from what the Chachamim tell us, whether it be to the right or the left. Midrash famously says, Rashi quotes, "Even if they tell you what you think is right is left, and the other way around, you still have to listen to them." As the Chachamim have a special Ruach HaKodesh, the Chazon Ish explains, that when they plumb the depths of halacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special assistance min hashamayim, and they have the ability to establish halacha. Even if they make mistakes, we have to follow their mistakes in halacha, because the halacha can be binding. And depending on what's going on, there are more details to this, but in general, their mistakes are honored by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, because it's better to follow one of their mistakes than to let every person make his own individual decisions about what he thinks is right. There is much to say for the special Siyata Dishmaya in terms of bending nature that is given to true Chachamim, that they have access to performing miracles in this world, supernatural things, beyond bending the fabric of nature with the special Siyata Dishmaya that they are granted. So it is worthwhile for us to listen to them, and when we do stick to them, so then we are Kone Der Chochmah. If a person doesn't respect them, doesn't believe in what they say, so how is he going to get their chokhmah anyway? And there are various Ma'amari Chazal that speak in a very low regard for somebody who sits and disparages the Chachamim, and how he'll end up being in Kofar Be'ikar. So certainly, if one doesn't have Emunat Chachamim, there's no way he's going to be Kone Torah. And we know the Chacham Avadia did not live an easy life, growing up and childhood and his initial years in the rabbinate. But whatever he did, he followed his Rebbe, Rav Chacham Ezra Atiyah, whether it was writing his Sfarim, or deciding on which career path to take, which positions to accept, which ones to decline, ultimately leading him to become Rav HaRoshi Tel Aviv, and then Rav HaRoshi Yisrael, the Rishon LeZion, and the rest is history. If we listen to our Chachamim, of course we're discussing true Chachamim. If we listen to our Chachamim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that we will be very fruitful in our Torah learning.